Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. How much of a boost will legalizing weed be to the Connecticut economy? Does AJ know?
Hello.
I'm too stoned. Hello.
Devon Ward, Senior Legislative Counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project, is on to tell us about a new study. Hey, Devon. How are you?
Good.
So how much would it bring in?
So once the market is fully mature, Connecticut can expect to bring in about $220 million annually. That's in direct annual cannabis tax revenue.
Wow.
That's
per year.
Sold. That's annually. So that's each year. That's just tax money that doesn't account for the indirect revenue. So like, you know, the
fast food
rentals. Yeah. Rentals businesses are going to be located in. Right?
Hold on a second. What did you say? DoorDash?
I said DoorDash.
Yeah. Oh, DoorDash.
DoorDash. Yeah. DoorDash. Yes.
Do people get high and then buy jeans from the 80s?
No. DoorDash.
DoorDash.
DoorDash. Burger King. Yeah. Doritos. I mean, come on.
Right. So, yeah, the extra consumer purchase of, you know, local goods, the indirect sales aren't counted in that figure. And so by year five of sales here in Connecticut, Connecticut could expect to bring in total $740 million in just direct tax revenue. And then once you include indirect tax revenue, the number rises to $952
million.
That's per year? Or over the course of 5 years?
That's over the course of 5 years. 5 years.
That's still a lot of money. Let's do this.
Yeah.
What is the other? So $200 million tax money on the weed itself. And then you said there's this indirect stuff. What is the indirect stuff besides AJ's DoorDash?
When you think that this is like any other industry where they're going to need lawyers, they're going to need accountants, they're going to need realtors, they're going to need rental space. So like any other business, there's going to be all these ancillary other businesses that assist them. And so they're going to generate additional revenue that's going to be taxed.
Packaging.
Agricultural products. Yes, exactly. Like tractors.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's payroll tax and.
Correct.
So those are included in that number.
Better than tolls.
784 to 952.
Correct. You got it.
Wow, that seems like a lot of money.
Right, bring in some sports gambling, we're all set.
Right, and they're trying to work on that this year too. But to me, those are great numbers. But to me, the really important things in Connecticut are the potential revenue for municipalities, because you guys, I'm sure you're familiar, municipalities, towns and cities in Connecticut, they only have one stream of revenue, right, which is property tax, right? So they can tax houses, they can tax cars, but they don't, you know, municipalities don't have the ability.
And I got to tell you, marriage licenses aren't cheap either, just for a piece of paper. But anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
And so, so municipalities, they only get a little percentage of that. So based off of our study, we anticipate that over 5 years, so by the fifth year, the local revenue, so revenue directly to municipalities in Connecticut, would be about $70 million. So just in year five alone, it would be $21 million. But over
is there that many
period,
people who
want to
smoke weed?
We live in Connecticut. Of course we do.
Devon Ward is on, Senior Legislative Counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project, and there's this new study out from CCEA that shows we'd make a ton of money if we legalize recreational weed in Connecticut. Is it a head-scratcher that we have a Democratic governor, Democratic legislature, and we haven't been able to get this through?
Well, it's not because of that either, but Governor Lamont put forward a bill last year, and he was in strong support, and there was support in the Senate and in the House to get it passed. And then COVID happened, and the Capitol completely shut down. So Connecticut was on track to actually do this last year, but for COVID, we probably would be already working to set up a legal adult use market here in Connecticut.
Well, it's almost over. So we're going to...
Right. It's in some people's minds, it is over. And so, you know, I think the point is...
Have you done a study, Devon, on how many people support this in Connecticut?
So there is some polling. Yeah, there is some polling on that. And Connecticut residents overwhelmingly, by a majority, support this. So a 2020 poll, just a poll this year, showed that 65% of Connecticut residents support legalizing cannabis, regulating sales,
that's high,
and allowing home cultivation. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a landslide in an election. Also, keep in mind, 2020, we're all sitting home.
Exactly.
And wanting to get away from our kids.
We're watching Netflix a lot.
So I think the idea of having weed was probably a good idea.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
It's like, I like that.
I want that in Snickers.
Yeah. No, but that's a great number.
Yeah, well, a 2017 study by Sacred Heart showed that 71% of Connecticut residents support legalization when compared to other options for addressing the budget deficit, right? And so, you know, we all know that the economic pain that COVID has brought Connecticut. And so, you know, the state's going to have to look at, you know, not only maybe look at cutting, but they're going to have to look at new sources of revenue, how to make new money, essentially. And so this is one of the ways that the state of Connecticut could generate some significant tax revenue to kind of cover some of the losses that have been brought on by COVID.
Devon Ward, Senior Legislative Counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project, on talking about what a positive effect it would have on the Connecticut economy to legalize recreational weed. One of the hurdles always mentioned is driving under the influence. How do you test for that when you pull someone over?
Really, frankly, the same way we test for it right now, right? And, you know, people are using...
I thought AJ had a good one. You hold up a cheeseburger.
Yeah, or a bag of Doritos.
Don't follow this with your eyes.
Right.
You go left and right. All right, sorry, get in the back of the car.
You walk up to the car eating Doritos, and you see if they start salivating. If they do...
See if they say, can I have one?
Exactly. If they reach for the bag, you're under arrest.
Right. But seriously, sorry. Same roadside test.
So it's the same way we test right now for people who are driving under the influence of other substances aside from alcohol. And essentially, we would have trained folks who would be trained on how to spot somebody who's had too much, right? And we do that test right now for people who are driving under a host of other substances. But the important part, though, that, you know, Connecticut would be, you know, the 12th state to have legalized adult sales, is that we can look at other states now and see, you know, what the societal impact has been from legalization and what
that's a good one.
What the data has shown is that in Colorado, it hasn't really affected the number of people driving under the influence.
And they have a lot of cliffs over there.
A good example. I like Massachusetts as an example. They did really well. A lot of money, a lot of problems.
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, Massachusetts is another model. You could look at Illinois. You know, the thing about Colorado's market, though, is their market's a little bit more mature than Massachusetts, right? Massachusetts just started their adult use sales. Colorado's had them for a longer time. So that's why we usually point to Colorado, just because their market's more mature.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can look at Massachusetts, our neighbor, right, and see that they have a robust adult use program, and they haven't had, you know, some of the protagonists would say about legalized sales. They haven't had mass DUI casualties and high dropout rates. You know, Massachusetts is doing just fine.
Right.
Well, plus there's money to be made also from, you know, driving under influence. So, you know, the fines, everything else.
AJ.
What?
That's not where you want to make money.
Okay.
You can kill people.
No, that's not where you want
I'm
to
just go. Saying the ones that get pulled over, yeah.
Got an idea when this is getting pitched?
Yeah.
Sit down.
Okay. I'll be over here smoking a joint.
Sit that one out. Smoke a joint, grab
Doritos.
A bag of Doritos.
Okay.
Have a good time over here.
Can I have the Cool Ranch?
Yeah, you carry the briefcase and the documents in.
I'll need dip.
Okay.
Thank you.
Devon Ward, Senior Legislative Counsel for the Marijuana Policy Project. Thanks for coming on, and we'll link up to all your stuff on the radio station website.
Yeah. Folks can check us out at CT Regulate on Twitter. And we're also on Facebook, too. So check us out, the Connecticut Coalition to Regulate Marijuana.
Awesome. We'll have you back. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Devon. It's weird. I was at an event, one of those outdoor deals at March Farm. And, you know, you're just standing there. It's outside. There's music playing. All of a sudden, you smell weed.
That's the best, isn't it?
Right. And it used to be you smelled that at a concert.
Right.
And, you know, you thought, okay, well, one, it's all teenagers.
Yeah.
fine. This is like there's little kids running around.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is kind of a weird, you know, a different time.
And it's grandma getting out of a Buick.
Right.
Right. And right. So I can park the car. Shut
right.
up.
Right. It's yeah. grandma smoking a joint.
Exactly right. Yeah. Cool granny. Great cookies now, too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.